History of Persia is a Hopful Media podcast production.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a History of Persia supporters bonus episode, Persia and the Renaissance. I'm very excited for this one. It's actually based on a paper proposal I wrote in college, but at the time, I actually had the same professor for two classes, and she mercifully let me use the same grade for the term paper in both, so I could focus on other things at the time, which actually included launching this podcast. However, I still had the proposal floating around in a Google Drives folder, so here we are. My basic thought process was pretty simple, and something I'm surprised more people haven't written about. In premise, the European Renaissance was defined by a rediscovery and repopularization of ancient Greek and Roman literature, following the calamitous changes of the Black Death, the fall of the Byzantine Empire, and the Spanish Reconquista. In and among the many Hellenic philosophers, conquering Caesars, and long-forgotten heroes were also many tales of the Persian Empire. Surely the great minds of the Renaissance must have had some thought on that as well. Well, they did, but it often just boiled down to a comparison between them and their contemporary great Eastern foe, the Ottoman Empire and other Islamic powers, to ancient Greece and Persia. Other Renaissance writing on the Achaemenid Persians exists, but none of it is very popular, which makes it extremely difficult for primarily English-speaking people like me to track it down, and even harder to access it as most of it is not digitized. However, what I could find were a few examples from England, thanks to Dr. Jane Grogan of the University College Dublin and her aptly named book, The Persian Empire in English Renaissance Writing. So this episode will feature Queen Elizabeth I's interaction with a distinctly Achaemenid-sounding monarch, and that time Cyrus the Great was inspired by the success of Julius Caesar. Conveniently, these Persian influences on the English Renaissance also happen chronologically in order of how much time I actually want to spend on them. So, we open with a letter, and rather than explaining it, I feel like the text can just speak for itself. Elizabeth, by the grace of God, Queen of England, etc., to the right mighty and right victorious Prince, the great Sophie, Emperor of the Persians, Medes, Parthians, Hyrcans, Carmanians, Margians, of the people on this side and beyond the river Tigris, and of all men and nations between the Caspian Sea and the Gulf of Persia. Greetings, and most happy increase in all prosperity. dated in England in our famous city of London, the 25th day of the month of April, in the year of the creation of the world, 5523, and of the Lord and God Jesus Christ, 1561, and of our reign, the third. Even if you understood all that on a knowing what all the words are and who the names refer to level, then you probably started thinking, what in the world is this letter talking about? For anybody that needs a little bit of catch up, this is a letter from Queen Elizabeth I of England, written in 1561 CE, or AD, and also dated using the Christian Anno Mundi year, 5523, as well as the Queen's own third regnal year. It is addressed to an unnamed, or at least not obviously named, ruler of somewhere that the English Queen perceived as Persia.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.